Reports reaching Radio Ghana say most tanker owners have not been paid money due them for lifting fuel for oil companies. The situation is said to be affecting payment of salaries to tanker drivers and the energy sector. Radio Ghana finds out from the secretary to the Tanker Owners Association, Ignatius Du, how serious the situation is and steps being taken to address such lapses in future.
What we have put in place is that the transporters should let us know those who hold them, those oil companies that hold them. The transporters are not willing to mention them because they are saying that when they mention, they will be victimized. And then if Mr. Ankara said he's not going to mention whoever has beaten him or who is holding him because the person who victimized him will not give him what to do, what means do I have to go and approach the person? Those who have been bold to make it known to us, we tackle it. For instance, last week, transporters from Indian Oil Company complained. I tackled the Indian Oil Company, they were supposed to be paid by Wednesday. Wednesday, when they went there, they were not paid. They didn't tell me anything again. Until I inquired myself before, I was told that they were not paid. I inquired from Indian, they said they were going to pay them by Friday. And another interesting thing is that when things happen like that, when they are paid, they won't tell you. I don't know whether they think that when they tell me, I will take part of it, but I don't know. We are living in a total strange world, and some of the information that will help us do our work, our people are not giving it. And they turn around to be giving people who not even appreciate what the whole problem is.
So, Mr. Doe, you find yourself in a very precarious situation. When people will not give you the information, I appreciate it. You don't know what to do. And they choose to come to the media to come and tell the media. Now, there's this element of fear of victimization. How are you solving that for them?
What we always tell them is that you will never be victimized because we cannot generally take all the oil companies or take boss as a team and punish them or approach all of them that they are not doing ABC. So you tell us, and then we will hold you in confidence. Tell us, even look at it from this point, that let's say that the company is called and there are about 20 or more transporters who are lifting for dough. There are some who get paid and others don't get paid.
Why?
It depends on how everybody is approaching the payment system. There are some who decide to keep the invoices so that the money will accumulate much before they go for it. There are some who take it, who want to go for it, and there are some of the companies who delay the payment. Now, when these three or four things come to play, what you can only do best is that when the complaint is directly launched, then the lodge to you, then you can then approach the oil company and know why they haven't paid. For instance, when the Indian oil transporters came and lodged the complaint, they said they shouldn't mention it, but I disregarded that and went on to tell the company that they should pay them, and this where the company first denied that they were not owing them. Then I mentioned the names of whether they have paid, if they have paid that. Now they were in doubt. Then they asked me whether they were the people who complained to me. And I said, yes, if you don't pay them, they can't pay their drivers. If their drivers are agitating, we have to find out where the problem is. But mind you, if you touch any of them, will touch you. Any of those transporters will touch them.
We are getting to the end of the year and government is also concerned about efficient delivery of service. How are you going to manage the situation so that when we get to 2014, these anomalies in payment will not reoccur?
It will come from the cooperation of everybody. If everybody is cooperating, we'll get on. But if we are not cooperating, we'll not get on.
Ignatius Doe is the secretary to the Tanker Owners Association.